हरिः ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्थु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Panchalila Lila, Chapter 2, The Chastisement of Junior Haridas. 32, 121 to 128, page 39. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his room. Seeing him in such an angry mood, all the devotees fell silent. The next day, all the devotees together approached the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to submit an appeal on behalf of Junior Haridas. Haridas has committed a small offense, they said. Therefore, O Lord, please be merciful to him. Now he has received a sufficient lesson. In the future, he will not commit such an offense. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my mind is not under my control. It does not like to see anyone in the Riyans order who talks intimately with women. You should all tend to your respective engagements. Give up this useless talk. If you speak this way again, I shall go away, and you will no longer see me here. Hearing this, all the devotees covered their ears with their hands, got up and went about their respective duties. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left that place to perform his new duties. No one could understand his pastimes. The next day, all the devotees went to Paramananda Puri and requested him to pacify the Lord. Uddaviti, Hari Lila, 9:13-16. Paramananda Puri, Keshava Bharati, Brahmananda Puri, and Brahmananda Bharati. Sri Vishnu Puri, Keshava Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Sri Nishinga Tirtha, and Shukananda Puri. These nine sannyasi roots all sprouted from the trunk of the tree. Thus the tree stood steadfast on the strength of these nine roots. With the sober and grave Paramananda Puri as the center root, the other eight roots in the eight directions, the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stood firmly. Udriti, excerpt from Adi Lila, 9:13, purport. Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri belonged to a Brahmana family of the Trihut district of Uttar Pradesh. Madhavendra Puri was his spiritual master. In relationship with Madhavendra Puri, Paramananda Puri was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat Antya Khanda, there is the following statement. Among his sannyasi disciples, Ishwara Puri and Paramananda Puri were very dear to Madhavendra Puri. Thus, Paramananda Puri, like Sudha Damodar, who was also a sannyasi, was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was his constant associate. When Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order, Paramananda Puri offered him the danta. Paramananda Puri was always engaged in meditation, and Sri Sarup was always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered full respect to his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri, he similarly respected Paramananda Puri as Sri Damodar. It is described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Khanda, Chapter 3, that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first saw Paramananda Puri, he made the following statement. My eyes, my mind, my religious activities, and my acceptance of the sannyas order have now all become perfect because today Madhavendra Puri is manifest before me in the form of Paramananda Puri. Chaitanya Bhagavat further states, thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exchanged respectful obeisances with Paramananda Puri, who was very dear to him. Paramananda Puri established a small monastery behind the western side of the Jagannath temple, where he had dug a water to supply water. The water, however, was bitter, and therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed to Lord Jagannath to allow Ganges water to come into the well to make it sweet. When Lord Jagannath granted the request, Lord Chaitanya told all the devotees, from that day hence, the water of Paramananda Puri's well should be celebrated as Ganges water. For any devotee who would drink it or bathe in it would certainly get the same benefit as that derived from drinking or bathing in the water of the Ganges. Such a person would certainly develop pure love of Godhead. It is stated in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Pantya Lila 3.2.55. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, I am living in this world only on account of the excellent behavior of Sri Paramananda Puri. The Gauranadesh Deepika 118 states, Puri Sri Paramando Ya Asit Uddhava Pura. Paramananda Puri is none other than Uddhava. Uddhava was Lord Krishna's friend and cousin. And in Chaitanya Leela, the same Uddhava became the friend of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his uncle in terms of their relationship in the Pacific succession. 3.2.129.143. Paramananda Puri thereupon went alone to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord, after offering him obeisances, seated him by his side with great respect. The Lord inquired, what is your order? For what purpose have you come here? Paramananda Puri then submitted his prayer that the Lord show favor to Chaitanya Haridas. Hearing this request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Lord, please hear me. It is better for you to stay here with all the Vaishnavas. Please give me permission to go to Alalana. I shall remain there alone. Only Govinda will go with me. After saying this, the Lord called for Govinda. Offering obeisances to Paramananda Puri, he got up and began to leave. In great haste, Paramananda Puri Gosai went before him and with great humility persuaded him to sit down. Paramananda Puri said, my dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the independent personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you like. You can say anything. Who can say anything above you? All your activities are for the benefit of people in general. We cannot understand them, for your intentions are deep and grave. After saying this, Paramananda Puri left for his own home. Then all the devotees went to see Chaitanya Haridas. Subhadramana Goswami said, please hear us, Haridas, for we all wish you well. Please believe this. At present, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is persisting in his mood of anger because he is the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. At some time, however, he will surely be merciful, for at heart he is very kind. The Lord is persisting, and if you also persist, his persistence will increase. It is better for you to bathe and take prasadam. In due course, his anger will automatically subside. Having said this, Yudhamadar Goswami induced Haridas to bathe and take prasadam. After thus reassuring him, he returned home. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, Haridas would stay a long distance away and see him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy. Who can understand him? When he chastises his dear devotees, he certainly does so to reestablish the principles of religion or duty. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in this connection that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ocean of mercy, chastised Junior Haridas, although Junior Haridas was his dear devotee, to establish that one in the devotional line engaged in pure devotional service should not be a hypocrite. For a person engaged in devotional service in the renounced order, having intimate relationships with women is certainly hypocrisy. This chastisement was given to Junior Haridas as an example to future sannyasis who might adopt the dress of the renounced order to imitate Rupa Goswami and other bona fide sannyasis but secretly have illicit connections with women. To teach such men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastises dear devotee Haridas for a slight deviation from the regular principles. Srimati Madhavi Devi was a highly elevated devotee. Therefore, approaching her to ask for some rice to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was certainly not very offensive. Nevertheless, just to preserve the regular principles for the future, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. Had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not chastised Junior Haridas for the slight deviation, so-called devotees of the Lord would have exploited the example of Junior Haridas to continue the habit of illicit connection with women unrestrictedly. Indeed, they still preach that such behavior is allowed for a Vaishnava, but it is strictly not allowed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the teacher of the entire world, and therefore he enforced this exemplary punishment to establish that illicit sexual connections are never allowed by the Vaishnava philosophy. This was his purpose in chastising Junior Haridas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, in fact, the most magnanimous incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he strictly forbid illicit sex. 3.2.144. After all the devotees saw this example, the mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. Srila Prabhupada. In connection with Sri Sambhashana, talking with women, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, talking with women for the purpose of mingling with them for sense gratification, subtler gross is strictly prohibited. Shanakya Pandit, the great moral instructor, says, Matrivat para dareshu. This is thus not only a person in the renounced order or one engaged in devotional service, but everyone should avoid mingling with women. One should consider another's wife as mother. Right, so this point here that he's saying here, that talking with women for the purpose of mingling with them for sense gratification, so if this service and this and that then is there, then that's not a difficulty. Because even the sense gratification, even if it's subtle, it's still strictly prohibited. So we see in the Western culture that men and women, that would be, they have programs or parties, and everybody's there and everybody talks with everybody else's, husband and wife and all that, and they can joke and laugh and all these things. And they can make all kinds of comments and this and that. But as long as nothing happens, then it's considered fine. In other words, if nothing gross happens, it's fine. But even if it's subtle, it's considered all right. Just gross, okay, that's a problem. But subtle is also all right. And also, as long as it doesn't turn into something where the attention is there. So we see is that people don't necessarily take this mingling between men and women based on the platform of sense gratification, subtle and gross, very seriously. And so then one always has to be careful about that, because otherwise from there things can just deteriorate. And so Lord Chaitanya is pointing out that for Junior Haridas, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying that others would exploit this to see he's talking with women and he's like that, and Lord Chaitanya took it as an offense. But then, if he gave in to even the devotees the first time or Paramahansa Puri, then they say, see, it's not a big offense. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful and all that. So he had to set a very strict standard in that. Otherwise, all these unscrupulous people would take advantage. And you see, as Prabhupada points out, they take advantage to say it's not a problem. 3.2.145.166. Right? Because the whole idea is you're trying to reduce the idea of sense gratification and absorb oneself in service to Krishna. So you see everything in context of how it's serving Krishna and how it's doing nicely. So as Prabhupada pointed out, it wasn't a very great offense. But Lord Chaitanya has to set an example, because these unscrupulous individuals, they'll take it further. 3.2.145.166. In this way, a complete year passed for Junior Haridas, but still there was not a sign of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy towards him. Thus, at the end of one night, Junior Haridas, offering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's respectful obeisances, departed for Prayag without saying anything to anyone. Junior Haridas had conclusively decided to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, he entered deep into the water at Triveni, the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna, at Prayag. In this way, he gave up his life. Immediately after committing suicide in this way, he went in his spiritual body to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received the mercy of the Lord. However, he still remained invisible. In a spiritual body resembling that of Dark, Junior Haridas, although invisible, would sing at night for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. No one but the Lord, however, knew of this. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from the devotees, "Where is Haridas? Now you may bring him here." The devotees all replied, One night at the end of a full year, Junior Haridas got up and went away. No one knows where he's gone. While hearing the devotees lament, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mildly smiling. Thus, all the devotees were very much astonished. One day, Jagadananda, Sarup, Govinda, Kashishwar, Shankara, Damodar, and Mukunda all went to bathe in the sea. They could hear Haridas singing from a distant place and calling them in his original voice. No one could see him, but they could hear him sing in a sweet voice. Therefore, all the devotees headed by Govinda made his guess. Haridas must have committed suicide by drinking poison. Because of this sinful act, he has now become a Brahma ghost, or a Brahma Lakshasa. We cannot see his material form, they said, but still we hear his sweet singing. Therefore, he must have become a ghost. Sri Damodar, however, protested, "This is a false guess." Junior Haridas chanted the Hare Krishna mantra throughout his entire life and served the Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Moreover, he is dear to the Lord and has died in a holy place. Haridas cannot have been degraded. He must have attained liberation. This is a pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. You will all understand it later. A devotee returned to Navadvipa from Prayag and told everyone the details of Junior Haridas' suicide. He explained how Junior Haridas had made his resolution and had thus entered the waters at the confluence of the Jamuna and Ganges. Hearing all these details, Srivas Thakur and the other devotees were very surprised. At the end of the year, Srivananda Sen came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Srivas Thakur inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Where is Junior Haridas?" the Lord replied, "A person is sure to achieve the results of its fruitive activities." Then Srivas Thakur related the details of Haridas' decision and his entering the waters of the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these details, he smiled in a pleased mood and said, "If with sensual intentions one looks at a woman, this is the only process of atonement." Then all the devotees headed by Sri Damodar Goswami concluded that because Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Ganges, and Jamuna, he must have ultimately attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks that after one adopts the renounced order and accepts the dress of either a sannyasi or a babaji, he entertains the idea of sense gratification, especially in relation with the woman. The only atonement is to commit suicide at the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna. Only by such atonement can his sinful life be purified. Such a person is thus punished. It is possible for him to attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without such punishment, however, the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very difficult to gain. 3.2.167.172. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Sachi, performs his pastimes, which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of pure devotees to hear about them. This incident manifests the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teaching that a sannyasi should remain in the renounced order, and the deep attachment to him felt by his faithful devotees. It also demonstrates the glories of holy places and shows how the Lord accepts his faithful devotee. Thus, the Lord fulfilled 5 or 7 purposes by performing one pastime.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Maharaj, this sometimes seems to be so scary, this type of thing, that only atonement is this kind of thing, particularly for brahmacharis, the thinking aspects are very much not in our control. So we can refrain from talking and all the things from women, but thinking is not so easy to deal with. So how do we understand that only atonement that like so strong?
Anybody else could hear? I couldn't hear what he said.
Can I repeat, Maharaj? Is it clear now? Is it clear now, Maharaj?
A little bit better.
Yeah. I'm telling this point sometimes looks very scary. The only atonements are very strong, and in terms of brahmachari, the thinking aspect is not so easy to deal with. So what is your guidance on that?
The point is why by chanting and all that, we purify ourselves and move forward. The point is we know what's correct and what's not correct. And we have to do our best to do what we can to do what's correct. So you have to avoid those that are using it as an excuse and saying that it's all right. Does that make sense? It means, in other words, being distracted, not remembering Krishna is never all right. But if you're trying to remember, you're on the path to remember, then it's progressive. But you can never have a philosophy that it's all right and yes, it's fine and this and that. But the Sahaja is happy like that. And so then you want to avoid all those things. The pastimes of Shuchakan Mahaprabhu are like nectar. They are deep like the ocean. People in general cannot understand them, but a sober devotee can. Please hear the pastime Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Please hear the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following the footsteps. Right, so it's not a matter of arguing, it's a matter of the pastime is there, you try to understand. They say, no, but this is wrong or this is right. That's just arguing. No, it's that this is what he did. How does that apply? How do you do? That's where the intelligence, that's where the independent thoughtfulness is. Right? Nowadays, thoughtfulness is defined by if you argue against, you find fault. But that's not thoughtful. That's just being, you know, malicious. You know, so it's taken as that, oh, I find fault, and so I'm so intelligent. But point is, everybody finds fault. So what's so special? You know, that's the foolishness, is that we see is that all kinds of persons are find fault with everybody. You see in the media today, everybody falls fault with everybody else. So is that critical thinking? But that's how it's defined in the modern academy, because they don't have, in the Vedic academies, you have the standard, right? In the Vaishnavas, then you have the conclusion. Then you're discussing how what the situation compares to the conclusion. Then you have something solid. But because they don't want any conclusion, then its point is, a philosophy is valid as long as no one can find enough fault to you know, show that it doesn't work. And so then everybody's trying to find fault in something else to establish their own understanding, their own angle. And so the whole thing is based on fault finding, like this, and that's all. And so because they do it on an intellectual level, then common people aren't finding fault. But at the same time, it's common people can find fault in the system that they're using. But that'll just be brushed aside because, oh, they are not, they don't understand how they're doing. That no one understands what they don't understand what they're doing. So therefore, then we see is that this do not argue for arguments will produce a contrary result. It means you'll end up, you know, losing faith. It means with faith and confidence, you'll end up with the opposite. Like that, because this is what the Lord did. Try to appreciate what the Lord did. See how that applies into your life and situations. That we can do. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Prabhupada. Summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one should derive from it the following lessons. Right? And so he gives seven different lessons. That's what he said, five or seven purposes, right? One, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is an incarnation of mercy, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Junior Haridas. For if he had not done so, pseudo devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas's fall by using it as an excuse to live as devotees, at the same time have illicit sexual connections. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a result, devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. at the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was taking up the preaching mission, then at that time, then the Gaudiya Vaishnavas as a group were not appreciated in society because they had become like this, the pseudo devotees. And they're very degraded, they're like beggars, they didn't dress nicely, they didn't deal nicely, they didn't know philosophy, and all these different things. And so he had to reestablish how the cult of Lord Chaitanya is based on eternal religious principles, the intelligence, the logic, the Shastric basis, all these things he had to establish. So here's he pointing out is if these, and this is where he's removed the thing, and still they're trying to utilize. So if he hadn't been so strict, they would have been even more loose and created even more trouble. So you see how much trouble they created on its own, just with the example, let alone hadn't set this example. Two, by chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas, or the heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult, and for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. Right? So it's not just for anybody. It's for all those who are leaders within the society. Three, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one could be his bona fide servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. Four, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how such tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional life. Right, so even a little bit off, because one's trying to come to the point where it's always absorbed in Krishna, so a little bit off, more advanced you are, the little bit off, they create so much difficulty because the non-absorption in the Lord then makes the devotees feel very sad, because they're going to be absorbed in the material nature, and during those times they're going to suffer all the ups and downs that the material energy has to offer. So therefore, then he's showing that one has to be, very, very careful, like we saw in the Gundicha Mantra. He cleans the temple very nicely, the first cleaning, all the big stuff and that, sweeping up. And so, it's, and we would probably consider it in general clean, but then he goes back in and in all the cracks of the stones and this and all the places that you generally don't look, and then take off more. So Lord Chaitanya would see who was doing well in the cleaning by how big a pile they had. So the bigger the pile, the more credit they were given. So that removal of dirt, and so that's considered to be like the devotee removing all the things from the heart. So there's the gross things that are removed, but then there's also the subtle. Five, by chastising Junior Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy towards him, thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas's devotion for him. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even a slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to obtain. Yeah. So one has to be a pure devotee, then one has to move in that direction. One understands that that's the proper attitude, is that nothing separate from Krishna. Six, if one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, one can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he showed the power of the Dham also. That's why when they heard, he went to Prayag and entered the Ganga and Jamuna there at Triveni. Then the Sri Damodar understood, no, nothing bad happened. He would have been freed from his position and attained the lotus feet of Chaitanya. Seven, although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, it nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. So whatever the position, that's the natural position for. So he's just showing this position of the sannyasis and the acharyas, the lead, or the heads of the institution. And so they have to be, you know, set a very nice standard. They have to know what the standard is, and that has to be what they're going for. But you see that it's all based around developing pure devotion. So it's not that he's just establishing moral principles. He's showing how these things are a disturbance to pure devotion. Right? So if one simply thinks, no, it's about the, if you're not, the moral standard is what makes one a leader in the society. No, it's the Krishna consciousness. And because of that, therefore, these other things are to be taken seriously because they distract one from Krishna consciousness. Conclusion. One who is unfit should not accept the renounced order of life. One should strictly follow the regular principles. And in this way, one should make progress in spiritual life. An unfit person sentimentally accepts vairagya or takes sannyas, but at the same time remains attached to women. He is in a very dangerous position. One who accepts the order of sannyas, but again becomes agitated by sensual disturbances and talks privately with women, is called dharmadvaji or dharma kalanka, which means that he brings condemnation upon the religious order. Therefore, one should be extremely careful in this connection. A restless person cannot be steady. Therefore, he simply wanders about, gratifying the senses. Just to get praise from others, to get cheap adoration from his followers or people in general. Such a person sometimes accepts the dress of the sannyasi or babaji in the renounced order. To get praise, adoration, followers, you know, dhanam, janam, sundarim, like that, you know, just to get facility. But he cannot, so he accepts this for this purpose, but he cannot give up desires for such gratification, especially for the association of women. Such a person cannot make an advancement in spiritual life. And so what we see is that people are trying their best to please Lord Chaitanya and please Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas by dedicating themselves to the mission. So they try their best in that way. So that's the point. If one's taking up these positions because of the social benefit one would get and social prestige and recognition, then that's going to be, then like you said, he puts himself in a very dangerous position because then he's going to be distracted by all these things. He won't be able to maintain the position. He won't be benefited. The other devotees won't be benefited. It'll just be a problem. Thus, for a sannyasi, a person in the renounced order, talking intimately with women is a great offense. 120 purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the ocean of mercy, chastised Junior Haridas, although Junior Haridas was his dear devotee, to establish that one in the devotional line engaged in pure devotional service should not be a hypocrite. For a person engaged in devotional service in the renounced order, having intimate relations with women is certainly hypocrisy. This chastisement was given to Junior Haridas as an example for future sahajiyas who might adopt the dress of the renounced order to imitate Rupa Goswami and other bona fide sannyasis, but secretly have illicit connections with women. Right? The sahajiyas, that's very much, it's just kind of part of the scene. As long as you don't talk about it or bring it up or anything, then, you know, it doesn't come, but it's kind of quite well known like that. So they're imitating Rupa and others, and you see, yeah, it's very effective. To teach such men, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastises dear devotee Haridas for a slight deviation from the regular principles. Srimati Madhavi Devi was a highly elevated devotee. Therefore, approaching her to ask for some rice to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly not very offensive. Nevertheless, just to preserve the regular principles for the future, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enforced the hard and fast rule that no one in the renounced order should intimately mix with women. Had Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not chastised Junior Haridas for this slight deviation, so-called devotees of the Lord would have exploited the example of Junior Haridas to continue their habit of illicit connections with women unrestrictedly. Indeed, they still preach that such behavior is allowed for a Vaishnava, but it is strictly not allowed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the teacher of the entire world, and therefore he enforced his exemplary punishment, this exemplary punishment, to establish that illicit sexual connections are never allowed by Vaishnava philosophy. This was his purpose in chastising Junior Haridas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, in fact, the most magnanimous incarnation of the Supreme Krishna and the Godhead, but he's strictly prohibited illicit sex. 143 purple. One who is unfit should not accept the Vinyasa order of life. 123 purple. Because the point of the regulative principles are you avoid those things that are not favorable to devotional service. How are they not favorable? That they're not favorable because they distract the attention and focus onto other things other than favorable service to the Lord. So in other words, the ideas that are items that are recommended, those enhance and cultivate the doing things to please the Lord. And the restrictions are to avoid those things that aren't pleasing. So that's the whole point. So that's what you're trying to get, is that you understand that these things aren't pleasing. You can't find some way in all that. They make up their philosophy in that. That's why the Sahajiyas, they take things very cheaply and don't really base things on Shastra. They base, they'll use a few Shastra quotes to just support their sentimental attitude. And then with that, then they try to establish a whole sadhana and everything. So these so-called devotees that Lord Caitanya is trying to avoid. But at the same time, as we see, it's directed, it avoids that because they'll use it very badly and just make trouble. But for the sincere devotees who are trying to attain the pure devotional service, then these slight deviations distract one from that pure devotional service. And so since that's so valuable to your devotion, therefore, then one has to be very careful. Chapter 3, the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. Particular. We must always remember that a devotee's life is one of vairagya vidya, or renunciation and knowledge. Adhyaya Prakashita. A summary of the third chapter is given by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur as follows. A beautiful young Brahmana girl in Jagannath Puri had a very handsome son who was coming every day to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was not very much to the liking of Damodar Pandit. However, who therefore told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you display so much love for this boy, people will doubt your character. Hearing these words from Damodar Pandit, the Lord sent him to Navadvip to supervise the affairs of his mother. Sachidevi. He also especially requested Damodar Pandit to remind his mother that he was sometimes going to her home to accept the food that she offered. Thus, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodar Pandit went to Navadvipa, taking with him all kinds of prasadam from Lord Jagannath. On another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once inquired from Haridas Thakur, who is known as Brahma Haridas, how the Yavanas, or persons bereft of Vedic culture, would be delivered in Kali Yuga. Haridas Thakur replied that their deliverance would be possible if they very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, for hearing the Hare Krishna mantra chanted loudly, even with but little realization, would help them. After describing this incident, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes how Haridas Thakur was tested at Benapal, a village near Shantipur. A person named Ramachandra Khan, who was envious of Haridas Thakur, sent a professional prostitute to attempt to defame him. And by the mercy of Haridas Thakur, even the prostitute was delivered. Because of offending a pure Vaishnava, Ramachandra Khan was later cursed by Nityananda Prabhu. From Benapal, Haridas Thakur went to the village known as Chandapura, where he lived at the house of Balaram Acharya. Thereafter, Haridas Thakur was received by two brothers known as Haranya and Govardhan Majumdar. But in the course of a discussion, he was offended by a caste Brahmana known as Gopal and Chakravarti. Because of this offense, Gopal Chakravarti was punished by being afflicted with leprosy. Haridas Thakur later left Chandapura and went to the house of the great Acharya, where he was tested by Maya Devi, the personification of the external energy. She also received his favor by being blessed with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Shloka Nisharana, verses 1 to 48, Damodar Pandit, verses 49 to 92, conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur. 93 to 147, the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. 148 to 164, Lord Nityananda visits Ramachandra Khan. 165 to 189, Srila Haridas Thakur preaches the glories of the holy name. 190 to 214, the story of Gopala Chakravarti. 215 to 226, Srila Haridas Thakur relocates to Shandipur, the home of Sri Advaita Acharya. 227 to 260, Srila Haridas Thakur initiates Maya Devi into Krishnanam Kirtan. 261 to 272, the glories of the holy name. Verses 1 to 48, Damodar Pandit. 3:3-5. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. Unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis, including Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and their associates. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Chaitanya, unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as all his devotees headed by Sri Vas Thakur. I then offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Our glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our glories to Nityananda Prabhu, our glories to Advaita Acharya, and our glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Jagannath Puri, there was a young boy who had been born of an arisen Brahmana, but had later lost his father. The boy's features were very beautiful, and his behavior was extremely gentle. The boy came daily to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him respectful obeisances. He was free to talk with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because the Lord was his life and soul. But the boy's intimacy with the Lord and the Lord's mercy towards him were intolerable for Damodar Pandit. Udvriti, Adilila 10:32 purport. Damodar Pandit, who was formerly known as Shaidya in Vrajadam, used to carry messages from Lord Chaitanya to Sachiman. And during the Rath Yatra festival, he carried messages from Sachimata to Lord Chaitanya. Riki. Damodar Pandit was among the four persons sent by Sri Advaita Acharya to accompany Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri after his acceptance of sannyas. 3:3-6-11. Damodar Pandit again and again forbade the son of the Brahmin to visit the Lord, but the boy could not bear staying home and not seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The boy came every day to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who treated him with great affection. It is the nature of any boy to go see a man who loves him. This was intolerable for Damodar Pandit. He became greatly unhappy, but there was nothing he could say, for the boy would ignore his restrictions. One day when the boy came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord very affectionately inquired from him about all kinds of news. After some time, when the boy stood up and left, the intolerant Damodar Pandit began to speak. Damodar Pandit impudently said to the Lord, "Everyone says that you are a great teacher because of your instructions to others. But now we shall find out what kind of teacher you are." Srila Baba. Damodar Pandit was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, however, a person in such a position becomes impudent, being influenced by the external energy and material considerations. Thus, a devotee mistakenly dares to criticize the activities of the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Despite the logic that Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, a devotee should not be disturbed by the activities of a spiritual master and should not try to criticize him. Devotees should be fixed in the conclusion that the spiritual master cannot be subject to criticism and should never be considered equal to a common man. Even if there appears to be some discrepancy, according to an imperfect devotee's estimation, The devotee should be fixed in the conviction that even if the spiritual master goes to a liquor shop, he is not a drunkard. Rather, he must have some purpose in going. It is said in a Bengali poem. Yadyapi Nityananda Sura Bari Jaya Tata Pyo Hoi Nityananda Ra. Even if I see that Lord Nityananda has entered a liquor shop, I shall not be diverted from my conclusion that Nityananda Rai is the Supreme Personality of God. 3.3.12-17. Damodar Pandit continued, you are known as Gosai, teacher or acharya. But now talk about your attributes and reputation will spread throughout the city of Purushottama. How your position will be impaired. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Damodar Pandit was a pure and simple devotee, upon hearing this impudent talk, the Lord says, my dear Damodar, what nonsense are you speaking? Damodar Pandit replied, you are the independent personality of Godhead beyond all criticism. My dear Lord, you can act as you please. No one can say anything to restrict you. Nevertheless, the entire world is impudent. People can say anything. How can you stop them? Dear Lord, you are a learned teacher. Why then don't you consider that this boy is the son of a widowed Brahmin? Why are you so affectionate to him? Although the boy's mother is completely austere and chaste, she has one natural fault. She is a very beautiful young girl. And you, my dear Lord, are handsome, attractive young man. Therefore, certainly people will whisper about you. Why should you give them such an opportunity? Srila Prabhupada. As a simple and staunch devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodar Pandit could not tolerate criticism of the Lord. But unfortunately, he himself was criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own way. The Lord can understand that it was because of Damodar Pandit's simplicity that he impudently dared criticize him. Nevertheless, such behavior by a devotee is not very good. I mean, he's simple and all that, but it still is not proper. 3.3.18-31. Having said this, Damodar Pandit, yes?
Guru Maharaj, I was reading in the book of Srila Sivarama Swami Maharaj, the name of book Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani. It was written that if devotee is on the level of Bhava, then the other devotees can't criticize him even if he can do something wrong, like in this example with Lord Nityananda. But then he wrote that if devotee, if he didn't reach a level of bhava, then devotees should analyze his behavior and because it can be contaminated by gunas of material nature. And I want to ask, is it possible for if devotees themselves didn't reach this level, how they can distinguish?
So in other words, generally, the general point is one doesn't find fault in senior devotees because there's devotees to take care of that. Unless you yourself are a senior devotee in a position to create some adjustment or that in your lifestyle, then what's the point in finding fault? So the general principle is why find fault in other devotees, right? If they're in a position where... someone's being trained, then you can point out what the weaknesses are. But otherwise, if they're not in Europe, then why bother? Right? Okay. You can establish what the principle is and how one should be very careful about these things. There's no need to make it specifically pointed.
Right. Maharaj, we also see here, like just previously it was explained about Chota Haridas, then now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami brings out this pastime to establish the balance. It's not you take to one extreme the other, saying that it's just for the sake of following the rule and then like it's a management rule, blindly apply on all. It has to be considered like who, and then just it's not just an arbitrary point that you just blindly apply.
It's not bureaucratic. Because if no one's criticizing all that, the boy's been coming, then has he heard some news? Has he heard something? Someone said something? So he hasn't. So then in that case, then, you know, he's pointing out that it's not actually that good. Like that. But his motive was that he didn't want to see Lord Chaitanya criticized. He saw an opportunity that someone might criticize. And that, and so he wanted to avoid that situation. But at the same time, if they do so doing, then he is criticizing. He himself is criticizing. So, but you know, he's pointing out he's very, you know, simplicity. He was a very simple devotee. And so because of that, then you know the one's not saying so. Yes, we just see it's kind of like in the ninth canto, then all the kind of like positions that are there that don't seem to fit into the normal categories, they're all discussed. You know, up to the eighth canto, then it's all the, you know, the standard things that are there, processes. But the ninth then is dealing with those things that kind of might be more bewildering. So the same way here, we see we're dealing with all these kinds of elements like that. Though they have been mentioned already in the very beginning. 3.3.18.31. Having said this, Damodara Pandit became silent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled, pleased within himself, and considered the impudence of Damodara Pandit. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought, this impudence is also a sign of pure love for me. I have no other intimate friend like Damodara Pandit. Thinking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to perform his duties. Right? So, he's thinking because he cares and he's dealing with, so it was based on pure love, like that. The next day, he called Damodara Pandit to a solid place. The Lord said, my dear friend Damodara, you had better go to Nadia and stay with my mother. I see no one but you to protect her, but you are so careful that you can caution even me. You are the most neutral among my associates. This is very good. But without being neutral, one cannot protect religious principles. You can do whatever I cannot. Indeed, you can chastise even me, what to speak of others. It's best for you to go to the shelter of my mother's lotus feet, but no one will be able to behave independently in front of you. At intervals, you may come to see me here and then soon again go there. Offer my mother millions of my obeisances. Please speak to her about my happiness here and thus give her happiness. Tell her that I sent you to inform her of my personal activities that she may share my happiness. Speaking this way, satisfy the mind of Mother Sachi. Also remind her of one of the most confidential incidents. Oh, mind her of one most confidential incident with this message from me. Quote, I come to your home again and again to eat all the sweetmeats and vegetables you offer. You know that I come and eat the offerings, but because of external separation, you consider this a dream. Because of a separation, these things is a dream. But actually, no, he is coming there. He is eating. Srila Prabhupada. Because Mother Sakshi was feeling separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she thought she was dreaming that her son had come to her. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, wanted to inform her that actually it was not a dream. He actually came there and ate whatever his mother offered him. Such are the dealings of advanced devotees with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 3.58, Premanjanach Churita Bhakti Valochane. Chanta Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayati Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasurupam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Jami. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the palm of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. End quote. Pure devotees realize the dealings with the Lord on the transcendental plane, but because the devotees are still in the material world, they think that these are dreams. The Lord, however, talks with the advanced devotee, and the advanced devotee also sees him. It is all factual. It is not a dream. 3.3.32-48. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued the message for his mother. During the last Magh Sankranti festival, you cook varieties of vegetables, condensed milk, cakes, and sweet rice for me. You offered the food to Lord Krishna while you were in meditation. I suddenly appeared and your eyes filled with tears. I went there in great haste and ate everything. When you saw me eating, you felt great happiness. In a moment after you had wiped your eyes, you saw that the plate you had offered me was empty. Then you thought, I dreamt as if Nimai were eating everything. In this condition of external separation, you are again under illusion, thinking that you had not offered the food to Lord Vishnu. Then you went to see the cooking pots and found that every pot was filled with food. Thereafter, you again offered the food after cleansing the place from the offering. Thus, I again and again eat everything you offer me, for I am attracted by your pure love. Only by your order am I living in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. Nevertheless, you still pull me near you because of your great love for me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Dhamrita Pandit, the mind mother Sachi in this way again and again, and worship her lotus feet in my name. End quote. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that varieties of prasadam offered to Lord Jagannath be brought. The Lord then gave him the prasadam, separately packed, to offer to the various Vaishnavas and his mother. Right? So he had different packs with different devotees, and that way then very nicely could be delivered. You don't have to worry about who gets what and how it goes, and things falling on the floor. In this way, Damodar Pandit went to Nadia. After meeting Mother Sakshi, he stayed under the care of Mother's feet. He delivered all the prasadam to such great Vaishnavas of Dvaita Charya. Thus, he stayed there and behaved according to the order of Sri Chaitanya. Everyone knew that Damodar Pandit was strict in practical dealings. Therefore, everyone was afraid of him and dared not do anything independent. Damodar Pandit would verbally chastise every devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom he found deviating even slightly from proper behavior. Thus, he established the standard etiquette. In this way, I've described Damodar Pandit's verbal chastisements. One hears about this aesthetic principles and ignorance depart. Atheistic principles and ignorance depart. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are deeper than millions of seas and oceans. Therefore, no one can understand what he does or why he does it. I do not know the deep meaning of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. As far as possible, I try to explain them externally. So he says externally, externally. So like this.
Maharaj?
Yes.
We see here how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has engaged devotee according to his qualities and then as a leader of the movement.
Yes, no, very nice. Because that's the point, is that according to someone's nature, that's how they should be engaged. And so that's one of the principles that Prabhupada mentioned, because I think one devotee asked him is how does the temple president, what are his duties? And so then the first point is he himself should be Krishna conscious. And the second point was it's he should engage all the devotees within his temple according to their nature. So that means we have to appreciate what their nature is and then engage them. So here then he sees that Mother Sachi being alone, then by Dhamarana Pandit being there, he'll see that everything goes very nicely and everybody deals very properly. Everything just goes on very well. And at the same time, as he was the one anyway who would come back and forth and bring messages. So this way, he'll be there and occasionally come down. and all that, but that way then he can take care of his mother. All that strictness that he has will be engaged very, very nicely. Yeah. Verses 49 to 92, the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur. 43, 49, 50. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur as usual. And in the course of discussion, he inquired as follows. My dear Thakur Haridas, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavans. They are concerned only with killing cows in Brahminical culture. This way they all engage in simple acts. But if they're just meat eaters, they're malechas. Or is it, which is the word? I guess it's all the same. Malechas, Yavanas, then they're the ones that oppose the Vedic culture. Right? So killing cows and Brahminical culture. Srila Prabhupada. In this way, they all engage in simple acts, Srila Prabhupada. From this statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can clearly understand that the word Yavana does not refer only to a particular class of men. Anyone who is against the behavior of the Vedic principles is called a Yavana. Such a Yavana may be in India or outside of India. As described here, the symptoms of Yavanas is that they are violent killers of cows and forbidden culture. We offer our prayers to the Lord by saying, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Jitaya Cha. The Lord is the maintainer of Brahminical culture. His first concern is to see for the benefit of cows and Brahmins. As soon as human civilization turns against Brahminical culture, when allows unrestricted killing of cows, we should understand that men are no longer under the control of the Vedic culture, but are all Yavanas and lechas. It is said that the Krishna consciousness movement will be prominent within the next 10,000 years. But after that, people will all become lechas and yavanas. Thus, at the end of the yuga, Krishna appears to call the avatar and kill them without consideration. Yeah, you know, so for 10,000 years, the movement will go on. And then after that, then it will just disappear and people just go back. They just won't follow anything properly. So this opposition to the Vedic culture, so that's why we have to be very, very careful that we're not opposing the Vedic culture. So this idea is that, oh, you know, all these things given in the Shastra and all, that's for Indians. It's not a universal standard and all that. But we, you know, in the West, we established the universal standard because everybody wants to be like us. And we're, you know, we're the epitome of, you know, sophistication and intellect and development and all these different things. But unfortunately, you know, being opposed to the, you know, it's opposed to technically morality and the Vedic culture. So it establishes itself very nicely in the Anamoya platform. But it'll be covered by then trying to pointed out that it's a social thing. No, we're trying to bring the world together and everybody like this when it has nothing to do with it. So one should be very, very careful about these things that went up to opposing these. You want to see what's the principle, see that principle is obtained. Sometimes the detail can't be applied in this traditional way, but the principle can always be applied. And so then one starts to see how it's there, and one doesn't take one has to be kept. 3351. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. How will these Yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Srila Prabhupada. This verse reveals the significance of Lord Sri Chaitanya's appearance as Patitapavana, the deliverer of all the fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. My dear Lord, you have appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Mosamo Patita Prabhu Na Pai Bihar. And among all the fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen souls is shown by the statement, E dukkha apara. E dukkha apara. It is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he comes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. Namo Maha Varanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he not only gives knowledge of Krishna, but by his practical activities teaches everyone how to love Krishna, Krishna Prema Pradayate. Those who are following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take the Lord's mission most seriously. In this age of Kali, people are gradually becoming less than animals. And less than animals, at least the animal, you know how they're going to behave. Dog will do dog stuff, cat stuff. And you deal in the appropriate way, then they'll respond. But here they're becoming less than animals because you don't know how they're going to. They're not doing their own duties, they're not behaving as human beings. They're behaving as animals, but what animal? You don't know. Nevertheless, although they are eating the flesh of cows and are envious of Brahminical culture, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering how to deliver them from this horrible condition of life. Thus, he asks all Indians to take up his mission. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Jar, Janma Shartaka Kori Ukara Para Utkar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all of the people. So he made his life successful by being engaged in Krishna service under the direction of Lord Chaitanya. And then he helps make others' lives successful by bringing them in contact with Lord Chaitanya's mission. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 941. It is therefore the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian to take this cause very seriously. All Indians should help the Krishna consciousness movement in its progress to the best of their ability. Then they will be considered real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, even some so-called Vaishnavas enviously refuse to cooperate with this movement, but instead condemn it in so many ways. We are very sorry to say that these people try to find fault with us, being unnecessarily envious of our activities. Although we are trying to the best of our ability to introduce the Krishna conscious movement directly into the countries of the Yavanas and Mlechas. Such Yavanas and Mlechas are coming to us and becoming purified Vaishnavas who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who identifies himself as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, Iha sabara kon mate hoive nishtar. How will all these yavanas be delivered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always anxious to deliver the fallen souls because their fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. That is the platform on which one can propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya. Okay, so end here. Oh.